This is Bradford, and I'm actually aboard the boat today. In this episode, we get to see how the boat is after alleged repairs made in my absence.
Let's see what kind of shit show we got going here.
Have fun with one of the, crappier aspects of cruising. And maybe, just maybe, get to head out on a new adventure.
Good thing I decided to crank the engine before people start driving down here.
What could possibly go wrong? How Not to Sail, sponsored this episode by our awesome Patreon patrons like Cole and Kinsley, by the great stuff available at bobbitchin.com, and of course by your source for all things How Not to Sail, hownottosail.com. So, the last couple of episodes, I had some important work done on my boat in my absence. And it's about time to see how the work went.
Hey.
How goes it?
I was listening to your podcast.
Our friend Jay had a week off, and the Admiral, that's Tanya, had a 3-day gig in Sarasota.
If you need somebody, let me know, and I'll come down and help you move that boat around now that you got your insurance.
Jay's good people, and I figured it'd be great to take him and the Admiral cruising, take the boat to Sarasota during the Admiral's job there, and maybe round out the trip with a visit to Venice or even Cabbage Key. I was hoping the boat wasn't a complete mess after the work on the bulkhead in the cabin.
Using that guy when you're 8 hours away is scary.
But being an optimistic sort, or maybe just not too bright, I headed out at the crack of noon on a Thursday.
I've got to find a way to leave sooner.
To hopefully go prepare the way for the others with a minimum of fuss.
All right, 1:33.
And even though it looks like I won't get down to the boat before 9:30, it's good to finally be on the road.
Except that I have to stop at the ATM. All right, now we can go.
The drive from Atlanta to St. Pete often makes me glad that I didn't put the boat in Miami. But it was pretty uneventful. When I got near the marina, I stopped off at the usual convenience store where the proprietor seemed to know me.
How's your forecast this morning?
Good. Thanks for asking.
And finally headed to see how the boat was.
All right, let's see what we got.
I can't say I'm a big fan of the new electronic entry at the marina, but that seems to be the way of things these days.
Well, my key fob still works.
Now all that remains is to see what the boat interior looks like after the repairs.
Let's see what kind of shit show we got going here. Okay, smells like a boat.
I see my little dehumidifier is running in the galley sink, and the condition of the interior of the vessel is suboptimal.
That is not cool. That is not a cleanup.
Suffice to say, the fellow that did the bulkhead repair didn't exactly return everything to its previous state.
Everything that was in the upper shelf of the cabinet in the head is sitting in the shower right now. Just
And on the salon side of the bulkhead, everything that was behind the starboard settee has been dumped unceremoniously onto the port settee. And everywhere there's a surface, vertical, horizontal, or diagonal, there's a fine coating of powder on it.
A lot of dust.
This was going to take a lot of work before it'd be suitable for Jay and the Admiral to stay aboard. And it wasn't just dust I had to clean up.
And I see little pieces of fiberglass matting all over there. That is not cool.
The operative syllable in fiberglass is glass. And I was a wee bit miffed that it hadn't been cleaned up.
Not cool, man.
With thoughts of having to get rooms for Jay and the Admiral in my head, I liberated a small space in the quarter berth to sleep in, flipped on the air conditioning, and went up to the cockpit.
Let's see, evening thoughts. I stopped sweating, so that's good. And I may have had a reef donkey beer, so that's also good. There's a whole lot of dust in here. Well, it's a foggy morning. Homeboy definitely gets an F on cleanup.
The next morning, I invite our friend Jim over so I can bitch near somebody.
He left it a wreck.
Yeah.
And I've discovered another interesting thing our repair guy did.
I just noticed the coupe de grace this morning.
The counters in the galley and other places on board have little edge pieces on them to keep things from rolling off when you're underway, for example. Those edge pieces are called fiddles, and I usually expect to see them where I left them.
It looks like he just took a piece of trim off the edge of the counter next to the refrigerator over there.
Oh my God, did he?
And just arbitrarily decided to make a useless trim piece here.
Oh, so basically that's a fiddle, right?
Yeah, for what? We don't know.
Well, where did it come from?
See, right on the right side of the... What the f***?
I just thought that was supposed to be there.
I don't understand the purpose.
It helps with his transition, I guess. Right?
That's like random art.
All right, you get the picture. It's a shit show. And one that's not necessarily likely to be resolved by the time Jay and the Admiral get to the boat. But speaking of shit shows, one thing that isn't working aboard the boat, and hopefully should be by the time I have guests, is the head. If you're a new How Not to Sailor, yep, that'd be the toilet. Did you notice the wind noise in the narration today? That's because we have a deadline and I'm on the boat. But I wanted to get this piping hot mess out to you in a timely manner on the day that it's supposed to come out. So far, I've been 100% successful in doing that this year. And I thank you for listening and for giving me that little kick in the stern. Thank you for telling your friends to go visit HowNotToSail.com, for leaving nice reviews on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you can review the podcast, and for the book. And this is as good a time as any to remind you that you can help keep How Not to Sail afloat for as little as $3 a month. Just go to HowNotToSail.com/Patreon. But as I mentioned, you can find everything How Not to Sail at HowNotToSail.com. If you're looking for other ways to help spread the gospel of How Not to Sail, just go to HowNotToSail.com/help. There's a bunch of things there that won't cost you a penny and will help spread the word. But I thank you, my shrimp thank you. Now let's get back to that whole toilet thing. This, in a moment, will be Jim, I believe, who's dragging the hose up the thing here. One reality you have to deal with on a cruising sailboat, unless you're more than 3 miles offshore, is pumping out the holding tank.
Looks like a shitty job to me.
Why, you're doing it. I'm just getting out the hose.
It makes for a lot of bad puns. But irregardless, as my friend Bill would say, a lot of marinas, like mine, offer dockside pump-out, where you take a hose and attach it to a little socket near your boat.
I was going to ask you a favor.
Which is?
I was going to see if I could maybe get you to operate it while I record it.
Oh, so it is going to be me.
All right, this will hopefully be unscrewing the waist thing. Now, I don't think I have anything in the holding tank, but I want to make sure the whole system is as dry as possible before I replace the joker valve, which hopefully prevents nasty things from backflowing into your toilet bowl. It's a very important valve and one that cruisers replace often. So after I unscrew the little cover thingy from the waste outlet forward on the port side, and Jim fills the tank with some fresh water, we place the rubber tip of the pump out hose so it covers the port, twist the lever, and...
I don't think that's on. I'll try it.
I think it's got to power up.
No, it's either on or not. Yeah, that's blowing. Look at that nice
Okay, now it's brown.
Okay.
I thought you said there was nothing in there.
Yeah, I'm going to get down there then.
So while Jim pumps the effluent from the deck fitting, I'm down below pumping the handle on the toilet. Trying to make sure everything's all dry so I can replace the Joker valve and have a working toilet. Which I figure I'll do tomorrow.
For the marina and Dockmaster, please press 6.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Jay and the Admiral are due to drive down to the boat. Feeling confident that I can clean up the cabin, I decide to book slips in Sarasota for Sunday through Wednesday night.
What my schedule is now is Sunday we're going, God willing, to Marina Jack, because she's got to work in Sarasota for 3 days. And then she's either going with us or flying out, and we're going to go to Cabbage Key and then back.
So does the 70-mile sail to Cabbage Key sound a little ambitious to you? I'm feeling cautiously optimistic. I figure I can probably manage to clean up the cabin sufficiently and get the Joker valve replaced so that the head works. But there's one thing I also need to check. The engine.
Good thing I decided to crank the engine before people start driving down here. Well, looks like my engine cooling is blocked again. Trying to force some fresh water through there to not much avail.
No engine cooling means no engine. This could be a problem. Join us in 2 weeks on Friday, March 5th, to see if we actually get out of the slip and go for a cruise. So far, neither rain nor wind nor the construction crew working with jackhammers to fix the marina seawall shall stay this courier from warping more impressionable minds. And it's time to run over to the marina day room to upload this episode, so I'll catch you shortly. As always, I want to thank our awesome Patreon patrons. We just had a lovely patron meetup in St. Pete last Sunday, so you know at least part of the plan came to fruition. You can help keep How Not to Sail afloat by joining the Patreon crew for as little as $3 a month. But you don't have to be a patron to support How Not to Sail. Just grab a friend at random and drag them kicking and screaming to hownottosail.com, where you can find all things How Not to Sail. Thanks as always for listening. Don't let your manifold get clogged. And I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
Yeah, hey, my apologies. Our prop walk is to port, so a port tie would be better, but we can do either. I swear that'll be the last thing.
Well, at least he has a good sense of humor.